As we continue our journey through the Lord's Prayer this summer, we have reached that petition in the prayer that I might suggest is the hardest one to say and truly mean. God, thy will be done. Not mine, not ours, but your will, God. The writer William Barclay, in writing about the Lord's Prayer and about this particular phrase, denotes a number of tones of voice and spirit in which this phrase can be prayed, thy will be done. Barclay says, you can pray this phrase in a tone of bitter resentment. You know, to say it, thy will be done. I don't like it, but go ahead, God. Give it your best shot. Thy will be done. You know, it's said of the composer Beethoven, who struggled much of his life with deafness. And I think Beethoven's life was largely struggle. His musical genius with the sense he most valued taken away from him. It's said that when Beethoven was found dead, his fists were clenched and his teeth were drawn and lips drawn into a snarl as if he were resisting and fighting up till the end. You can pray, thy will be done, in that spirit. Thy will be done, God. You can pray it simply with resignation and almost indifference. Thy will be done, God. Just, I don't care. Just do it. You know, sort of the way, you know, after 20 minutes of discussing where you want to go for dinner, you might get to that point. You know, I don't care. You decide. Just make a decision. You know, you can pray it in that way. God, thy will be done. I don't care anymore. God, you just take over. And then there's at least a third way to pray, thy will be done. And that is, and William Barclay calls it, serene, trustful love. Thy will be done, God. And to find joy in that, to trust that God will do things the right way. And not to be resistant or resigned, but to find joy in that. But that's tough. That's why I say this phrase may be the toughest in the Lord's Prayer. Because to pray to God, your will be done, means we have to give up our will. We have to give up this illusion of control that most of us live our lives with. And largely it is an illusion, let's be honest. The main thing we can control in life is our behavior and our reaction to things. Most everything else is out of our control, if we're really serious. So to pray, thy will be done, is to say to God, I'm giving up any illusion that I'm in control. And for some of us, that can be difficult. We like to think we are in control. Or we like to think that certainly we have, if not all, at least most of the answers. We were talking last week about thy kingdom come. To say thy will be done is to acknowledge that God's in charge, not me, not us. You know, even though I have all the answers, I know exactly what to do about the Confederate flag issue and about racism and about dealing with ISIS and terrorism and about the immigration issue. But, you know, no one's asking me, but I have all the answers. You know, this is the Donald Trump view of things. You know, just elect me and I will solve everything. I know exactly what to do. Well, when you pray, thy will be done, you are saying to God, I don't have all the answers. I am not in charge, you are. It's a phrase of great humility. God, I don't see the end of the path. I don't have all the answers. I don't have strength and courage, perhaps even to face the next twist and turn. So I'm putting all my trust in you, God. Thy will be done. Now, another difficulty with praying this and meaning it is it also means we might have to learn patience, which may be even worse than humility for some of us. To pray to God, "Thy will be done," is to say, "God, do what you desire and do it in your time. And we will try to wait." I was reminded of that famous prayer, "God, grant me patience and do it right now." That's how good some of us are at patience. I'm sorry, I was also reminded of one of my favorite knock-knock jokes. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Impatient cow. Moo. Sorry. Just had to throw that in. Some of us are not good at patience. When we pray, "Thy will be done," we are saying to God, "Help me be patient to wait for your will to be done. You may not act in the way I want, God. You may not act as quickly as I want. But I'm leaving it up to you." That can be a tough thing to pray and to mean. Did you notice the psalm this morning begins with a line about waiting patiently? And the third thing I would say about this phrase, it's about humility, it's about patience, but it is also ultimately a phrase of peace. Because when we get to the point when we can give things over to God's will, when we get to the point when we feel so weighed down with the burdens and anxieties of life, it can be an incredible comfort to give that to God. "Take this yoke from me. Take my burdens, my worries, my anxieties. Let me put them in your hands, God. And know that you have charge of them." I mean, the promise in Scripture is God works all things for good ultimately. That doesn't mean every moment things will go the way we want. God sees the whole sweep of time, beginning, middle, end. God knows those decisions that we make that seem good in the moment may not turn out to be as good down the road. But God promises to work all things for good. And so if we can truly say to God, "Thy will be done," we can leave ourselves open to that goodness that may not come in the way we expect or as soon as we want, but it will come. As Julian of Norwich famously said again and again and again, the great mystic from way back, "All will be well, and all manner of things will be well." Maybe not right now and today, but it will be. That's why it's a good thing to let God handle the world and our lives. To let God be in charge. "Thy will be done." And notice Jesus prays this prayer. In fact, Jesus not only taught us to pray this and not only prayed it himself, I would suggest this phrase, "Thy will be done," might have been the very core of Jesus' life. He says it repeatedly. "I came to do the will of my Father." And when he got to the garden and realized he was on the brink of betrayal and arrest and crucifixion and death, and even as he acknowledged, "I don't want to do this, who would?" Yet he said, "I know it's ultimately for good. Thy will be done." Which reminds me, and I want to end with this quote, again from William Barclay, who says this, "Jesus prayed to be released from his ordeal, but only if it should be the will of God. He was not released, but he was given the power to go through it. When we pray, 'Thy will be done,' we are not praying for release. We are not praying for resignation. We are praying for triumph. We are praying not to be taken out of a situation, but to be enabled to face it and conquer it and defeat it. It's a tough one, but if we can learn to not only pray, "Thy will be done," but mean it, that, my friends, is at least the beginning of the road to true peace. Amen.